Good morning. As we continue Maseches Maasos, we are on Parak Aleph, the first Parak. We are up to Mishnah Dalet. We began the Masechta by describing that fruits and vegetables or any type of produce is only chayv and meiser if it is edible. There are some fruits that are edible as soon as they begin to grow. Other ones take time until they are ready to be eaten. So we are going through a comprehensive list of different fruits at what stage they're going to be chayv in meiser. Mishnah Dalet discusses, it begins with Yarek, because the previous two Mishnahs are talking about peres, fruits. So this begins with Yarek, but almost immediately swings back into fruits. It says, Uba Yarek, Hakishuin, Vadaluin, Vabatichim, Vamalafa Phonos. Yarek, which includes Kishuin, Daluin, squash, and different melons, gourd, Avatichim is watermelon. But Malafafonis is cucumbers. Those are chayiv and meiser as soon as they begin to grow because they're edible right away. Now the Mishnah continues with its list, but now starts to list peres. It says, V'ha'estroigim chayovim gedoilim ketanim. Tapuchim v'estroigim, apples and estroigim, citrus fruits, are chayiv gedoilim ketanim when they are large and when they are small. And the problem is that apples and citrus fruits are not yarek. So clearly what the Mishnah has to be saying, and the Rav explains this, the Bar Tanura explains that it starts off beginning at the beginning of the Mishnah describing vegetables. It gives us a list of four vegetables, and then it goes on, it swings back into fruits, which are esroigim and tapuchim, apples and esroigim. Halach is rechayv, whether they're small or they're big. Rabbi Shimon Peter is esroigim peketanon. Shimon says, an esroig, citrus fruits are potter when they are small. Apparently he's of the opinion that they are not edible when they are small, therefore they're not chayv until they get larger, and at which point they will be edible. The Mishnah continues, Achayev b'shkeidim hamarim, potter b'mesukim, Achayev b'mesukim, potter b'marim. Apparently there are two different types of shkeidim of almonds. Some of them are considered bitter, and some of them are sweet. And the Mishnah points out the irony that they have the exact opposite halacha with regard to meiser. The bitter ones are only chayev when they are small. But once they get too big, so then they're no good anymore. They're not edible anymore. So they're only chayev when they're small. At that point, they're chayav and meiser. When they get too big, they're not chayav anymore. But, which is not true, but mesukim, they're chayav and mesukim, pata b'marim. At the time that the sweet ones are edible, that is the exact time that the bitter ones will be edible. In other words, they have opposite times that they're eaten. One is to eat when it's small, the other one's to eat when it's big. So exactly the time that the bitter one is chayav, an equal almond, which is sweet, would be pater. And exactly the time that the sweet one is chayiv, exactly that time, the equivalent of the bitter one, that would be potter. That concludes Mishnah Dal. We'll continue with Mishnah Hay tomorrow, Mr. Shev.